What's up, soy boys? Today's video features a funny man himself, Norm MacDonald. He grabs them right by the pee, like a sick mofo, but in a funny way. May the force of the soy boy motorcycle gang be with you. Hashtag Fucat boys.
Last week, Duchess of York Sarah Ferguson visited the Big Apple and showed off her 14-pound weight loss. Hopefully, this will not interfere with her official duties of sitting on her fat ass all day long. In the new movie, Mrs. Winterbourne, talk show host Ricky Lake plays the part of a young mother-to-be. According to film's producers, Miss Lake was so serious about achieving a realistic pregnant look, she forced herself to lose 30 pounds. Well, Monica Seles said this week she doesn't like to watch women's tennis anymore. Hey, join the club, lady, all right? Well, Premier Magazine's list of the 100 most powerful people in Hollywood hit the newsstands this month. In an odd bit of ranking, Demi Moore was ranked number 28, while her breasts were ranked 20 and 21. So, well, the much-talked-about film Showgirls opened this week, and here's my review. Basically a high-budget porno film, Showgirls is a thinly veiled excuse to show lots of naked buttocks, legs, and breasts. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 10. Texas millionaire J. Howard Marshall may have died 2 months ago, but as we see here, he and wife Anna Nicole Smith can still enjoy a romantic evening at home. In what is considered a remarkably short period of time, the head of the Federal Advisory Board, Dr. Peter Melman, has given speedy approval to a controversial new anti-obesity drug. It should be noted, however, Dr. Melman's wife is a fat pig. Hollywood prostitute Divine Brown has written a book describing in lurid detail exactly what she did with Hugh Grant. The book sells for $25, but for $35, she'll show you. This week in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Obesity Center officially opened. Its goals? To find ways to identify behaviors that lead to obesity. Also, it's a good place to meet fat chicks. Finally, in U.S. News and World Report's list of the best and worst jobs for 1996 is out. Last year's best job, multimedia software consultant, was replaced by a new best job, bioindustrial engineer. And in the worst job category, last year's winner, crack whore, has lost its spot. The new worst job is assistant crack whore. In one of the most amazing stories to come out of New York's blizzard of 96, supermodel Claudia Schiffer trudged over a mile through waist-high snow this week in order to make it to a photo session. Even more amazing, she sleeps with this guy. Well, television history will be made this week when film legend Elizabeth Taylor appears as herself on all four CBS Monday night sitcoms. It's part of the network's new campaign, Must Eat TV. She enjoys eating. Well, the Learning Annex in New York is offering a new course to teach women how to smoke cigars. The fee to enroll in the class is $100. The fee to watch the class is $200. Finally, some good news. According to her doctor, legendary actress Katharine Hepburn is recovering nicely from her recent illness, and they have even upgraded her condition to decrepit. So that's a nice That's nice. Well, you don't like her? You don't like Katharine Hepburn, for God's sake? At the box office, last week's number one movie, The First Wives Club, was knocked out of the top spot by a new film, The Hotter, Younger Second Wives Club. Well, Jocelyn Elder's new book, Jocelyn Elder's M.D., came out this week. I read it. This week, London tabloids report that model Jerry Hall has filed for divorce from Mick Jagger, ending a 20-year relationship. Although I'm sure this is a difficult time for Mick. You know, it must be kind of exciting after 20 years now he finally gets a chance to sleep with other women. So that'll be... The New York Post reported last week that a prostitute charged with leaving her four youngest children alone in their roach-infested Brooklyn apartment had been under investigation for years as a negligent mother. What's more, apparently the woman was also a really lousy prostitute. In Virginia, police are looking for a stripper who stabbed a man for telling her she was too fat to strip. Police warn that the woman is armed and extremely fat. Pop singer Madonna was outraged this week when a tabloid photographer snapped her picture while she was breastfeeding her new baby. Apparently, the baby was blocking her nipple. An independent study released this week confirms that President Clinton has appointed more minorities to high-level government posts than any other president. For purposes of the study, women were counted as minorities, and Attorney General Janet Reno was counted as a woman. Attorney General Janet Reno has assembled a task force to determine whether federal campaign finance laws were violated by Democrats, Republicans, or both. Another task force will attempt to determine whether Attorney General Reno is a man, a woman, or both. In stock market news this week, April's three biggest losers were Cantab Pharmaceuticals, Champion Enterprises, and Crapco, which manufactures crap. And also crap-related items, most recently Mariah Carey's Christmas album. A new book claims that Madonna once smeared peanut butter all over John F. Kennedy Jr.'s body and then licked it off, which just goes to show you, Madonna's a whore. Former British Cavalry officer James Hewitt, who was Lady Diana's secret lover, says he will never, ever disclose the contents of more than 100 love letters that she sent to him. This, according to Hewitt's new book, I Banged a Princess. This week, CBS aired the Martha Stewart Christmas special, in which she demonstrated that with an old soup can, some used tea bags, some string, and some sparkles, you can make a useless piece of crap. While performing in New York this week to a packed audience, Yoko Ono shocked the crowd by tearing up a Bible. Most shocking of all, Yoko Ono performed to a packed audience. And finally, Weekend Update would like to congratulate Madonna, who gave birth to a beautiful baby girl last Monday. The baby weighed in at 6 pounds, 9 ounces, making it the fourth largest object ever to pass through Madonna's birth canal. Congratulations, Madonna. And that is it. Good night. Good news. Take care. Safer drivers, men or women? Well, according to a new survey, 55% of adults feel that women are most responsible for minor fender benders, while 78% blame men for most fatal crashes. Please note that the percentage in these pie graphs do not add up to 100% because the math was done by a woman. For those of you hissing at that joke, it should be noted that that joke was written by a woman. So now you don't know what the hell to do. No, I'm just kidding. We don't hire women.
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe, and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.